Why did you change the name?
That's not fair. I'm not allowed to change the name of my show.
You changed your name once.
But it's because I moved time slots.
Well, that's right. No, mine was petitioned for a while. And, yeah, I just found out yesterday that the name change went through. So Radio Free GAC is dead.
Exploding Head Movies is up next. Then The Jazz Show. And then Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. Which is because it's for singer-songwriters, not... It always reminded me of Cold Hands, Hot Bodies, and like all those weird song titles like that. Anyway, that's Robert Cho. He's a nice guy.
He is.
Very nice guy. So, there's like 5 hours of men coming up.
Yeah, it kind of gets testosterone heavy.
Boo. But while we're thanking people, thanks again. Thanks for showing up on time, Gary. And now we're going to thank everyone who donated. And I'll be here next week, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, or CITR.ca. Check out the podcast for... the ability to relive all of the hilarity.
The fine moments from this show.
Fine moments.
History in the making.
The only place where you can get fine mist.
Morning. Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim, again, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That's right. It is 7:30 here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And as you heard with Becky, yes, Radio Free GAC is no more. Please stick around. The name of the show comes from this song right here. We'll be right back. That's right. There's Stereolab there, who introduced and gave us our station identification there. And they were joined by the cult avant-garde unit, Norse with Wound. Nurse with Wound, not Norse. They are, he's not Norwegian, he's a British. Nurse with Wound. And yes, that was Exploding Head Movie off the 1993 EP Crumb Duck. And Stereolab provided two songs to the Crumb Duck EP, and they're both essentially excerpts from their 18-minute epic Jenny Ondioline, which you can find off that same year's album Transient Random Noise Bursts with Announcements, which itself is an artistic reworking of Kraut rock band News Hallo Gallo. And Exploding Head Movie also appears on their 1995 B-Sides Rarities compilation, switched on to Refried Ectoplasm. So, hey kids, welcome to the inaugural episode of Exploding Head Movies. What was once Radio Free Gak. I might sort of dig up the promo one last time to play, because I think I have to definitely build up a new one. Although, realistically, the show's going to stay the same. It's going to be your atmospheric program with cinematic aspirations on UBC's victorious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. My name is still Gak. It hasn't changed to any of the names in the title now. And yes, I'll be here till 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me. The email address is the same for now. It's radiofreegak@gmail.com. I think in time that will change, but we'll leave it as is for now to keep all your correspondence. So yeah, after 2 years, 2 whole years with Radio Free Gak, it was enough to explain what a Gak was, why he needed to be freed, and as well to just to avoid confusion with some of the other Radio Free shows here, and as well to actually remove radio from the show title, because hey, you are listening to the radio. So Radio Free Thinkers gets to hold on to the Radio Free part. And, yes, time to put Radio Free Gak out to pasture and let Exploding Head Movies take its place. But, yeah, it's going to be the same bag of random this year. If I was a clever budgie, I'd have the soundtrack to Scanners lined up. But instead, we'll have another Howard Shore score to a David Cronenberg film instead, and that'll be 1982's Videodrome. But what we'll do right now is, of course, seems to be sort of a regular thing here. It's a... celebrating the recently deceased, and yes, that would be Jimmy Lee Lindsay Jr., a.k.a. Jay Riotard, who passed away in mysterious circumstances on the 13th of January here, which would have been last Wednesday, at the way early age of 29. So the memorial service was held last Saturday in Memphis, his hometown, where his body was found. And police are investigating, but it's a possible homicide. I actually have to catch up on the news, since that's what I last saw a couple hours ago. That, yeah, that's what they're still investigating. But Riotard caught the attention of Ghana Records at the young age of 15 when he sent the label one of his demo tapes, and the label's owner was just immediately signed him. And his first release was back in 1996, and that was the 7-inch called Get Real Stupid. And it was released when he sort of came up with a band just called the Riotards. And so the name, of course, just sort of came from the band, sort of like a Ramone-type approach. And I played guitar, sang, drummed on a bucket. And he actually formed a band, released a debut album in 1998, and they toured through Europe while he was 18. And as you've looked with his immense discography over the past... since 98, but in the past 5 years, he's just been releasing single after single after album after and touring like crazy. He's had to reform the band multiple times. The band was a machine, and honestly, it was just, I was looking forward to see what he'd come up with next, but at this point right now, hopefully he has a bit of a supply there so we can see what's going on here. But let's listen to one of his singles from Matador in 2008, around the time that he was releasing like a single a month. So this is from the 7-inch, Jay Riotard. This is Always Wanting More.
Kill all your dreams, it's torture, it's not me. around. And can't settle down until the idiot in your hood settles down. So move around.
Montreal. There was what was once a solo project, but it's expanded into a monstrous band. And that would be Sunset Rubdown. And from the album Dragon Slayer that came out last year through Jaguar, we heard the song Idiot Heart. And it's good advice there. Always make sure you die in a good pair of shoes. And yes, originally Spencer Krug treated Sunset Rubdown as a solo project. And Krug's been a member of various Montreal-based bands like Wolf Parade, Swan Lake, and Frog Eyes. But at this point, the entire touring band includes Camilla Wininger from Pony Up, Jordan Robson Kramer from XY Lover, also formerly, or I guess, I'm not sure formerly, but at least from Miracle Fortress and Magic Weapon, and then Michael Derrickson with Deep Sleepover. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. Let's hopefully you don't blow out Transformer. Here's an energy conversation conservation tip. Good job.
Thanks to sky high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge. You're off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. Continue with the theme that we heard there with Sunset Rubdown, that sense of urban ennui and municipal loathing. We're going to listen to this song that came off of a British album, and this would be Piano Magic. And they're a musical collective that reformed in the summer of 96. Although at this point, at that point they were a trio, but only Glenn Johnson remains as one of the founding members. But they expanded into a quartet at this point. And this is a lovely little song here. It's going to be sort of, next little sets are going to be sort of, I wouldn't say elegiac, but it'll be sort of a nice soothing sound, although there's some sinister undertones here. So from the album Ovations, here's Piano Magic with You Never Loved This City.
Make haste, the light is fading, the traitors turn the sun.
smile a Roman candle. Your eyes are Prussian blue. I never loved this city, but you can keep me here. Your love is stained glass window.
With Moon and Moon off of last year's wondrous little album Two Suns, which was nominated for the 2009 Mercury Prize. There in Bad for Lashes is the work of English Pakistani Natasha Khan, and her latest lineup with the touring as it goes features Ben Christopher's Charlotte Hatherley, a solo artist on her own, along with once being the guitarist for Ash and a touring bassist for a Client, and then drumming for that is Sarah Jones, who also plays drums with New Young Pony Club. Great band, who actually have a new album coming out shortly, and it should be a wonder. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies. It's not Radio Free Gak anymore.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
A windy place, which somehow turned out all wondrous looking today. So yes, Gak is still on the line here. And we'll sort of continue with a little bit of that theme here before, I guess, hitting some more recent deaths. But Let's listen to a little bit from Black Box Recorder, which are a trio that they've been in a little bit of seclusion for the past few years, but rumored is as they have been recording together at this point, and that would be Sarah Nixie, Luke Haynes of the band The Auteurs, and then John Moore, formerly of the Jesus and Mary Chain. And wonderful thing about the Black Box Recorder, along with their wondrous songs, are that the lyrics are, the melodies are quite lush and romantic, the lyrics are bleak, ironic, and sarcastic. So there's a wonderful subtext to this song here. It's one of those things that sort of popped up on mixtapes when this album first came up. So from Black Box Recorder's 2001 album, The Facts of Life, here they are talking about the English motorway system.
Motorway system is beautiful and strange. The English yesterday, dancing on a ruinous scratch. In a place where lonely men pay to make their opposites match. Little Miss Amanda wants to know how long you're going to be gone. But she asked me, can I fix it so your record plays the rest of her song? Every remembrance of you has been buried below. Every memory that I unhappily know. I'm sorry for you and your kid, the things you promised and you never did. She asked me, are you a pretty dancer? But I don't think I'm gonna answer. Uh-huh, black and blue from passing around. Whitey's been back to the daily score. Could you scratch some dealing amateur actor making opposites match?
And there we had Elliot Smith with Cecilia Amanda, an unreleased track. Originally recorded in 1997, although something dated back to his high school days there. And somehow that didn't wind up on his 2007 posthumous double CDs rarities collection called New Moon. But it was something that his label, Kill Rock Stars, uploaded as an MP3 for the upcoming reissue of two more Smith albums. And that would be his 1994 solo debut, Roman Candle, which was alluded to one of the songs we heard before. And that was originally released on Cavity Search, and then there was the 2004 posthumous and somewhat scandalous full length From a Basement on the Hill, which was originally released on Anti, and it featured post-production, well, not post-production, it's sort of like, you know, posthumous production work and additional sort of song edits by, I guess, his estate, which some people question, because according to his notes, some things weren't going to head that way. And of course, Elliot Smith died in 2003. And what we'll do right now is actually profile another recent loss in the music world, and that would be Theodore DeReese Pendergrass, but we all knew him as Teddy. And Teddy Pendergrass was an American R&B soul singer and songwriter. And of all things, he started off his career as a drummer. I think it was for the Cadillacs in the early 70s. But he was backing up a band at the time. And then for some reason, he somehow got incorporated into the vocal section. I don't know if he just sort of stormed past his kit and just sort of took over the mics. But he came into profile quickly because his gospel background, singing in church choirs, caught the attention of Harold Melvin, who headed the Blue Notes in the 70s. And there's always a bit of strife with Melvin and Pendergrass. They released several albums together. What we're actually going to do is we'll listen to a cut off their 75 album, Wake Up Everybody. But what happened is, as the force of Pendergrass grew, especially if you listen to a song like If You Don't Know Me By Now, he ended up with a fairly successful solo career, at least for a while. But we'll sort of touch up on that afterwards. But yes, from his 1975 album, or actually not his, sorry, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes 75 album, Wake Up Everybody, we're going to be listening to Don't Leave Me This Way. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver.
survive. Can't stay alive without your love. Don't leave me this way, no. I can't exist. I'll surely miss your tender kiss. Don't leave me this way, no. Away, a broken man with empty hands. Baby, please, please don't leave me this way. Please, please, don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way. I can't survive. Can't stay alive without your love.
We have confirmed early reports of the death of a mother of two. Sources say that her twin children, age 21, will journey to her home country in search of a father thought to be dead and a brother they didn't know existed. This is the premise of Scorched, the Dora Award-winning play by Lebanese-Canadian playwright Waji Mouawad. Critics agree, Scorched is a must-see. Amanda Farrell Lowe of Monday Magazine calls Scorched a challenging and significant work, expertly interpreted. And Monica Pendergast of CBC Radio declares, Scorched is one of the finest plays I've seen, a remarkable achievement. Anyone who cares about good theater should not miss it. The Vancouver premiere of Scorched will run January 19th to 31st at the Waterfront Theater. Tickets and student pricing available online at GranvilleIslandCulturalSociety.com. That's GICulturalSociety.com. We'll be right back.
all my years, I guess I shedded some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Like another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Oh yeah. Try to take control of the love, love took control of me. Cause I lose all thoughts, sense of time. Have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time loser. Trying to hold on, faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, yes, I think I better.
Pendergrass there again from his 1980 album TP, his initials. That was Love TKO. And it was a few years afterwards, actually just a, I think barely one or two. What happened is that he was severely injured in an auto accident in Philadelphia. And what happened is he ended up being paralyzed from the waist down. And after a couple of years of recovering from that and dealing with the physical therapy, he went back to the studio. And of all things, one of the first things he recorded was the album Love Language. It came out in 1984, and included a ballad called Hold Me. and it was a duet with a then unknown Whitney Houston. And he still performed for about 15 years or so before retiring from the music industry. He sort of popped up here and there from occasional little ceremonies and other little tributes. And yeah, he was suffering from colon cancer recently, and unfortunately he had some difficulty recovering from that disease, which he eventually died from this past Wednesday, January 13th, at the age of 59. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, the show formerly known as Radio Free GAC. And if I sound a little exhausted, that's because I had a little bit of extra radio work this week, since yesterday was the fantastic annual 24 Hours of Radio Art, a wonderful piece of sort of Fluxus-inspired mayhem. As for 24 hours, the question was raised, well, could a radio station be devoted completely towards art? And that we tried. I know that Luke Meat, I'm not sure if he actually showed up to the station today, but man, he was tired last night when I sort of took over the console. I sort of took things from 10 p.m. till midnight, sort of focusing mostly on vintage music concrete and other sort of experimental radio works, and but the entire 24 hours sounded fantastic. Hopefully the entire MP3 comes up posted, like maybe as a podcast or something like that soon. I put some, at least my bit, on my podcast, which I think with the show rename should still be intact for the next little while, so hopefully at least you get to pick it up that way. If not, I'll probably have to do some quick iTunes work for everybody to keep posted what's happening. So I wasn't fully expecting Exploding Head Movies to kick in right away. Last week was a bit of an adventure, as I'm sure people who normally subscribe to the show realize that everything on the radio went fine, but the podcast server died. It was tragic. It was awful. It was you know, tried a little bit of kvetching, the moaning in the streets, and people laying prostrate and trying to plead for the gods to recover what was there, but no. So the actual finale of Radio Free GAC was last week, and it is nowhere to be seen on any computer anywhere. So I know a couple of you listened, because I know someone who called in asking basically everything I had played up until that point. Maybe she kind of knew that this was going to happen, or at the very least, maybe musically I was on the ball for some reason. So the last episode of Radio Free GAC is now officially the lost episode of Last Free, or of whatever, Last Free GAC. Yeah, whatever that is. But yeah, Exploding Head Movies is on now. It's good. Everything's basically the same. And we'll listen to a couple more tracks here before we dive into our profile here. Don't really know much about this song here. It is an 83 disco gem from somewhere in New York, but dub version came out with a re-edit of it recently. So this came out as the special kind of dub in 2010. And here's dub version with the re-edit of Boogie Easy. We'll be right back. They're from Portland, Oregon. That is Grouper, the alias of musician Liz Harris. And that song was Vessel. And that appears on a split inch with Roy Montgomery that was released this year. And hopefully you managed to catch her since she did open for Animal Collective on their Merriweather Post Pavilion tour here. Just a little bit past 8:30 here in Vancouver. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on...
Regulations hard. Do you listen to CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada?
All right. So, next little bit here is going to be focused on Howard Shore, a great kid from Toronto. Studied music at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. He helped form the group Lighthouse in 1972. And he worked with Lorne Michaels in 1970 for a short-lived TV show called The Hart and Lorne Terrific Hour. But aside from a whole bunch of other random stuff as well, too, Lorne remembered all this and managed to hire him as the first musical director for Saturday Night Live, which he stuck with from 1975 to 1980. So we're going to listen to a couple first songs here before we dive into the Videodrome soundtrack. But this one, of course, is very topical right now since he, in part, co-wrote this with John Lurie. Who heads the Lounge Lizards, which is another guy I should have a profile on because he's wonderful. But yes, Conan O'Brien. We're in the news right now. What's he going to do? I've been out of the loop right now. It's keeping track of what's happening in late night television seems to be like an hourly job. I'll leave it to the social bloggers, the tweeters, and everyone like that to tell me what's eventually happening right now. But we'll sort of focus on one musical aspect because this theme from Late Night was co-written. Yes, Howard Shore and John Lurie here. With the Conan O'Brien theme. This is the from one from his Late Night before he moved and took over Jay Leno. And we'll just say actually took over Johnny Carson.
Today we are witness to the dawn of a new communications era, brought upon us by satellites, lasers, fiber optics, microprocessors, and magnetic bubbles for the transfer of information, ideas, knowledge.
All right, before that, after we heard the Conan O'Brien theme, we actually heard a bit from The Fly, and that actually was the main theme from the 1986 remake of the film The Fly, not the sequel or anything of that nature. And The Fly actually became the basis for an opera, and this was something of a weird Cronenberg project, but yeah, from the 86 film that they came out, which starred, Gina Davis and Jeff Goldblum as scientists and things like that, and of course, yeah, The Fly, and everyone's favorite birth sequence as well, too. But from that, they came up with a opera. So what they did is they took the plot from The Fly, at least Cronenberg's version of The Fly, not the original 50s sort of a B film. And Shore didn't actually use any of the score from the film that he wrote. But what they did is, yeah, they came up with an opera. They tested it out. It premiered at the Théâtre du Châtelet in Paris in July 2008. Placido Domingo was conducting, and it had its U.S. premiere in September in the Los Angeles Opera. And it disappeared pretty quickly. I mean, everyone sort of noted how brazen everything had seemed with it, but of all things, was it the libretto? Was it the music? Was it the acting? Was it the story? Hard to say, but didn't really catch on. The audiences, they weren't prepared for something of that nature here. But Shore has been working with Cronenberg for a long time. I think the only film that they did not score together up until recently was 1983's The Dead Zone, which was done by Michael Kamen. But yeah, starting in 1979, Howard Shore worked with The Brood, and they've collaborated ever since. And one thing, I definitely have to have another profile as well, too. I'm going to drag Gavin, the host of The Jazz Show, coming up at 9 p.m. Shore collaborated with Ornette Coleman, great saxophonist there, for the score for Naked Lunch, adaptation of the William S. Burroughs novel there. And, yeah, that was a crazy movie, but glorious fun that is. So, yes, we're listening to Howard Shore's score to the 1982 film Videodrome, released, the soundtrack was released through Vres Sarabande back in 82, re-released on CD in 1998. So, yes, in the background here, with all the wonderful sort of talking that has been welcome to Videodrome, and we're going to cut over right now to what is called a slow burn, and then we'll see how much we have lined up. Of course, with the recent show name change, there was one song I always wanted to end with as part of the cutover, but let's see how far we get first. So coming up right now, Slow Burn.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
we heard TV Passions, and in the background here we listened to Long Live the New Flesh, the mantra, motto of sorts from the illicit campaign that participated in the Videodrome film, starring James Woods and Debbie Harry from Blondie, and directed by David Cronenberg, based on the idea that Cronenberg, growing up in Toronto, or at least in Southern Ontario, he started picking up the pirate signals from over the states, like towards Buffalo, Rochester, even further south. And since the video was all scrambled, he wasn't sure as a kid if he was supposed to watch it or not, but it fueled his imagination here. There's also some digs at City TV out in Toronto as well, too, about a sleazy UHF station that decides to pick up the latest programming, which turns out to be sort of a virus. A great film, and the score we've been listening to has been composed by Howard Shore, who's been busy. I mean, he came up with the score to the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, for which he won a couple Academy Awards there. Aside from that, he's been constantly working, still working with Cronenberg, and it's great when your program crashes and you can't read the whatever else you wrote, but I'm sure it was good. Yes. Four Golden Globe nominations. Hopefully you caught the awards yesterday. Gives me a little bit of idea of programming to what to expect for the Oscar Awards. But yes, the soundtrack to Up One. It's a great one. Should profile it shortly. And then, of course, then there is the work for Crazy Heart, which is a film I definitely want to check out. And that basically wraps up this first episode of Exploding Head Movies here. Radio Free Gak, no more. Coming up at 9, it's Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it's Robert with sore throats and clapping hands. As far as I can tell, my podcast link is going to remain the same, but I'm sure at some point I'll be told otherwise, and I will have to tell you. But at the very least, if you keep an eye on the CITR website, which is citr.ca, or if you go to my site, gak.ca, you'll find out that way. So we started off with a Stereolab song, and it's sort of based on the song we'll close the show with. Unfortunately, we won't get to hear the entire thing, but here's Krautrocker's new from their 1972, their self-titled album. The song we'll listen to is Hallo Gallo. So take care of yourselves. Radio Free Gak is in fine hands now. It wasn't sent to the farm. No, it had a good time. But yes, Exploding Head Movies, onwards and upwards. The training wheels are off, and we're going quickly into the abyss. Take care. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Check us out, too, on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.